Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Away Friday and Saturday nights in February and March. $500 every 10 minutes from 7 to 11 p.m. $2,500 more in promo cash at midnight. And on the 13th and 27th, five of y'all will win $5,000 cash. $340,000 cash in promo cash giveaway. Away at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Golfers, tee it up this year at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with the hottest new arrivals from Titleist. Introducing the new Titleist TSI family of drivers. The new TSI drivers are faster in the air, longer off the tee, and straighter down the fairway. Four drivers give you maximum performance for any type of dedicated golfer. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
What makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination? Because they offer free battery testing and charging and reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. And they've always got your battery solution. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
911, what's your emergency?
There's a train that just hit a car.
Sir, what is your location? Look around for a street sign, sir.
It's 8th and Orchard. 8th and Orchard.
Okay, very good. 8th and Orchard. Sir, help is on the way.
Why would he do that? The train still doesn't stop. You have to get there now.
At a railway crossing, even if the engineer sees you and hits the brakes, it can take a mile for the train to stop. And for you, that's too late. Stop. Trains can't. Paid for by NHTSA.
92.9 FM ESPN is the only station in Memphis and the Mid-South that has Rewind. Simply listen to 92.9 on the Radio.com app. And you can use Rewind up to 24 hours for any of your favorite 92.9 shows. Rewind on the Radio.com app with 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
National contest data message rate supply.
The Parlay Payday. Powered by BetQL.
Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better Download the BetQL app today.
11K a day.
Okay, you got a chance to win 1,000 bucks right now. Text the word AUDIO, A-U-D-I-O, to 72881 for your chance to win a grand right now. Again, text AUDIO, A-U-D-I-O, to 72881 for your chance to win 1,000 bucks. We are giving you a chance to win a grand every hour in our same-day parlay contest, and I will have another keyword coming up at 5. But right now, you got plenty of time. Text AUDIO, A-U-D-I-O, to 72881 for your chance to win 1,000 bucks. Good luck.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
I'm here. My name is Gary Parish, speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. Best you can. And I hope you weren't expecting the Grizzlies to do anything of substance or anything at all at the trade deadline, or for the trade deadline to be the fireworks that it sometimes is, because the deadline has come and gone, and can I interest you in Victor Oladipo going to Miami?
Nah, I might.
Can I interest you in Rajon Rondo going to the Clippers? The list of significant things that happened is pretty short. The Grizzlies have nothing to do with it. We'll talk about it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:15 or so, David Cobb's going to join me. He covers college basketball, college football for CBS Sports. I talked to him about a number of things, including the big news in college basketball today. Lon Kruger, a longtime successful college basketball coach, is retiring from Oklahoma and planning to move back to Las Vegas, where he previously coached and where his son was just last week named the new head coach. He'll be a personal assistant to his son out in Vegas, just ready to enjoy life after coaching. I'll talk to David Cobb about that and the NCAA tournament. We'll do it around 4:15. After that, I'll take a break, come back, do four notable stories at 4:44, at which point I'll discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, there's a new University of Memphis Athletics logo floating around on social media. Do you approve or disapprove, Big Bet Bennett?
I'm cool with it. It's fine.
It's fine, says Bennett. We'll talk about it around 4:44. The Tigers are back on the court tonight playing Boise State in the NIT. Favored to win, projected by KenPom, three-point winners. We'll get into that a little later on this hour. The NCAA has hired a law firm to investigate how it ended up having a very noticeable discrepancy between the accommodations for men's players in the NCAA tournament and women's players in the NCAA tournament. Shouldn't take tall long to investigate. I know what happened. We'll talk about that just before 5 o'clock. And Chrissy Teigen, someone I think you could reasonably call a Twitter Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Someone who used that social media app to help build a brand where she became much more than what she was initially known as, which is a swimsuit model, and B, a John Legend's wife. She became Chrissy Teigen, a superstar. She has quit Twitter as of last night. Sad moment in the history of Twitter. I got to tell you, I understand why she walked away. Twitter is an awful place.
Yeah.
It's an awful place. So I get it, but I'll miss her. We'll talk about it during four notable stories at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I did want to start with, first, before we get to the NBA trade deadline, Big Bet Bennett or anybody out there listening, I need your help. I need your help right now.
What's going on? What's up?
Yesterday, we were learning how to run from cop cars.
Yes.
Okay, and I feel like we devised a pretty good plan. We got that pretty figured out.
I think so.
Now I need to know what to do about this. You might notice, Big Bet Bennett, I'm wearing new glasses.
I did notice that. They look good. Those are good glasses, man.
Thank you.
You're not a fan. Is that what you're saying?
I can't see anything.
Oh, they're not the right prescription.
They don't appear to be. I mean, I'm overstating it. I can see. I can see you.
Uh-huh.
But something's not right here. First off, I've been without real glasses for a little while now.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I still wear them. I have fake glasses that I wear on TV just because I'm now a person who wears glasses.
Are those fake glasses?
These are real.
No, the ones that you wear on TV.
The most recent time you've seen me on TV, I had fake glasses on.
How about that?
How about that? I mean, you can't tell.
No.
Got them from Amazon.
I would have thought they were real glasses.
No, the ones I wore last week, CBS Sports Network, came from H&M. I had to go to H&M to get a belt in Times Square. And then I saw those. I was like, okay, those will look pretty good on television. I'll just grab those. They don't look too different than my normal glasses. So I've been wearing fake glasses because my little guy Lou, bless his heart.
Oh, no.
He decided to break them. I don't even know why. Like, what would make you want to just break glasses? Like, what would make you...
Like, he just grabbed them and broke them in half with his hands?
I didn't witness it. I didn't witness it, but that appears to be what happened. They were... he is the one... Anytime something's missing off of my desk, it's always him. He takes things off my desk. AirPods. Like, I was without my glasses and my AirPods. Both two things that I set on my desk in my office.
Yeah.
For a month. Finally found the glasses. They were in half.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Lou, buddy, here's the glasses. What happened? He said, I don't know. They just broke. I said, well, that's not the way things happen. That can't be. They didn't just break.
Mm-hmm.
somebody had to break them. Do you know who broke them? I think Oliver might have done it. I doubt it. Oliver isn't the type that takes things off my desk. Mm-hmm. Oliver does other things. But you're the person who steals stuff from my desk. I feel like you did this. He never copped to it, but I know it was him. By the way, while I was in New York last time, bought some new AirPods because I was like, traveling without AirPods is no way to go.
Right.
Got home two nights ago, found my other AirPods. I'm now the owner of two sets of AirPods.
What happened to your other ones?
Louis took them off my desk and just
hit them
and just like put them somewhere. Yeah, this is his track record. Yeah. So he broke my glasses. Oh, by the way, cutest little thing. I get home on Tuesday night, and I hadn't seen my family in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was in New York, Kelly and our middle guy, Oliver, went to Hawaii with a friend and their 7-year-old.
That's cool.
8-year-old. Yeah, like spring break in Hawaii.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. It looked nice. So Louis stayed with my mom for like 7 days. And his dad's in New York, and his mom and his brother are in Hawaii. So get home on Tuesday night, and he's like really excited. He's like, I missed you. I didn't even have to ask him if he missed me. He just said it on his own, which would just, like, it gets you good, you know? And so I was sitting with him a little later on, and I said, man, Mom and Oliver were gone, and Aiden was here, but you were at Grandmommy's, and I was in New York. I said, did you feel like your whole family left you? And he thought for a second, and he said, I did feel like my whole family left me. Because my whole family did leave me. And I said, okay, we'll try to never do that.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll try to never do that again. Like, we'll try to make sure somebody's present. So anyway, he has his sweet moments. That's that story.
Yep.
The other story is he tore up my glasses. So finally, it's funny, I was never motivated to go get glasses because I need them to read or because I need them to drive. But as soon as this NCAA tournament is over, I'm freed up a little bit. I want to have glasses when I'm playing golf so that I can, if I ever actually hit a hole in one, I'll be able to see it.
Yeah.
Because without glasses, I don't have any idea what's going on. So I go to get glasses, and I get the prescription and the whole thing. And today, my glasses came in today, and I went and picked them up. Mm-hmm. I can't see anything.
They're just not the right kind.
Yeah, I mean, I can see a little bit, but they're not right.
Yeah.
And so here's my question. If I just keep wearing them, will my eyes adjust to them? Am I in an adjustment period right now?
That's an interesting question. My wife wears glasses. I've never heard of that. I don't know if there's an adjustment period.
I don't feel like there should be an adjustment period. I feel like I should put them on and everything should be great. But I put them on and everything's not great. In fact, some things look distorted.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about an adjustment period. I've never heard of that. I don't wear glasses, but I don't know, GP.
I think I got it. I think I'm going back to the fake glasses just as soon as I get out of this studio today. So that's my dilemma. It's not a big deal. I'll be fine. Worst case scenario, I got to go do the eye test again and get this thing figured out. But I was really excited to get my new glasses, and now I can't see properly, even with my new glasses. Trade deadline passed, Big Bet Bennett.
Yep.
Was it as exciting for you as it was for me?
You know, it wasn't that exciting for me. I didn't have high expectations. I didn't think the Grizzlies were going to do anything, really. Sometimes you just get that feeling like, oh, something's going to happen. Well,
sometimes there's actually reporting.
Right, reports. Yep.
Yeah, like there's like reporting like the Grizzlies are considering trying to add this type of thing.
Yeah.
Or trying to get rid of this type of thing. There was nothing like
that.
Yeah,
I think the only rumor out there was just Gorgui Dieng because he's not playing.
Right.
Like that was really it, and he's got an expiring deal. Yeah.
And so, but as of this moment, far as we know, the Grizzlies did nothing at the trade deadline. Sometimes this stuff trickles out later, but at this point, it's been a pretty good while. If they did something, we would know what it is right now. So they did nothing. Biggest development was probably a non-development. Kyle Lowry is staying in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the Raptors were asking for things. Miami and the Lakers weren't willing to give up. And the Lakers and Heat were hesitant because, you know, Kyle Lowry's on the last year of a deal. And you want to know if he's a part of your future or not. Beyond that, he's 35 years old, so how much of a future does he really have? So this is one that would make you immediately better. But if they're asking you to, like, part with Tyler Hero or a young piece that seems valuable, I just don't think you do this for a 35-year-old Kyle Lowry on the last year of a deal. So Kyle Lowry stays with the Raptors. Victor Oladipo goes to Miami. Rajon Rondo goes to the Clippers. and Lou Williams in Atlanta. That seems like something that might not
go perfectly. No, that'd be fun.
You think so?
Uh-huh. Get some good stories, at least.
You'll have some good stories, at least. So the trade deadline, if you were hoping it was going to be some blockbuster here or there or anything for the Grizzlies, sorry to disappoint you. It didn't really go down that way. But I'll talk more about it with Jeff Calkins a little after 5 o'clock. When we come back, David Kopp covers college basketball for CBS Sports. Talk about Lon Kruger's retirement and the NCAA tournament next. Listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently. And other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
The action never stops at BetMGM. Hoops and hockey are hot and baseball's right around the corner, so it couldn't be a better time to take a shot at an easy 100 from the king of sportsbooks. Sign up today with code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Lakers-Sixers game, and if the team you bet on hits a three, you'll win. No matter what your favorite sport is, it's always showtime at BetMGM. Get in on the fun with innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on either the Lakers or the Sixers to hit a three. Bet with confidence and turn game days into paydays at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, and you must be present in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
DSC. There are so many razors out there. How do you choose which one's right for you? Well, at Dollar Shave Club, we got you. With a 6-blade cartridge for daily shavers with short hair and a 4-blade cartridge for less frequent shavers with longer hair. Still confused? Well, we put both blades in one new starter box, so you can test drive both. Check out dollarshaveclub.com/entercom, dollarshaveclub.com/entercom, and visit DSC at your nearest store. You've got questions, we got answers. Welcome to the club.
Now at a store near you.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Matty Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients, and needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Catch all your favorite teams with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 gift cards to 10th Inning Sports Bar and Grill in South Haven. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
When you place a wager with William Hill Sportsbook, every sports moment becomes even more interesting. And we have a special offer to help you bet on all your favorite sports, risk-free. Download the William Hill mobile app, and when you sign up, you can get started with a risk-free bet of up to $2,021. Use promo code RADIORF. Must be present in Tennessee. Terms and conditions apply. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Let's make it interesting with William Hill Sportsbook.
This is Jeff Calkins. You've been hearing me talk about the virtues and benefits of Triumph Bank. Now let's hear from their customers.
I'm a first-year resident in internal medicine, and my goal is to become a cardiologist. I could be home with my family, and being a first-time homeowner is exciting. It's also nerve-wracking. Immediately when I met Triumph Bank, I felt comfortable talking with them and understanding exactly what they were offering me, and I immediately felt like another friend and family of them. After we chose a home, it was seamless. I really felt like I didn't have to do anything except for sign on the dotted line. I felt so comfortable and welcomed with doing our mortgage. I thought it was just a slam dunk to go ahead and sign up for medical banking as well. My main goal in life is to make sure my family's happy. Having our home, I feel more secure. My son has his own room, and my wife feels happy. I'm Tyler Emerson.
I'm Tiffany Emerson.
And this is our Triumph.
Triumph Bank, your story, your growth, your triumph.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live your life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right?
A new University of Memphis logo is making the rounds on social media today. We'll get into that in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will be here a little after 5 o'clock, but right now he covers college football and college basketball for CBS Sports. It's David Cobb making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
So I guess the big news of the day is Lon Kruger is retiring after 35 years as a Division I head coach, most recently at Oklahoma. For people who maybe didn't follow his career as closely as a college basketball reporter, Mike, can you put into context exactly how awesome he was for, you know, more than three decades?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that, Gary, and trying to figure out where Lon Kruger fits in the pantheon of this kind of great wave of coaches that we have right now that are kind of reaching their twilight in college basketball. I'd put him up there. I'd stack him right next to Rick Barnes, probably. I mean, you know, we're talking about a guy who never won a national title, but he did go to a couple of Final Fours, one with Florida and then recently with Oklahoma back in 2016. So that's a pretty solid resume. He did it at a number of places. You know, I'd forgotten that he was at Illinois until I looked it up, you know, just a few minutes ago, but he was. And then obviously did a great job at UNLV. And then interestingly, his tenure at Oklahoma was the longest tenure of his career and been there for a decade now. And you know, that tenure is just littered with NCAA tournament appearances and obviously that Final Four. So really a good coach who, now that I'm really reflecting on it, probably doesn't quite get his due sometimes.
I think he probably doesn't because, you know, he never won a national title and he didn't consistently recruit, you know, five-star prospects and McDonald's All-Americans. But this is a guy who won everywhere. You know, he started at Texas Pan-American. But when he got, like, his first real job, Kansas State, you know, he went to four straight NCAA tournaments there, including an Elite Eight, had the Florida job, took it to a Final Four, got the Illinois job, went to three tournaments in 4 years. Then he went to the NBA, came back, got the UNLV job, went to four tournaments in his last 5 years, then got the Oklahoma job and went to, I believe, eight tournaments in the past 9 years. And so you're seven in the past eight NCAA tournaments he was in it. So you're talking about a guy who consistently won everywhere he was. And I think my favorite thing about him, and you know how private, especially college football coaches, but most college basketball coaches are about everything, closed practices and, you know, everything's off the record. Lon Kruger, until his last day as head coach, always allowed the gym to be open for practice. In other words, if you, David Cobb, or my wife, or the people that live four houses down from me wanted to go watch Lon Kruger coach Oklahoma in a practice, the doors were open every single day. And he just sort of said, like, I don't have anything to hide. If people want to watch, they can watch. And that, like, is not normal at the high major level.
Yeah, that is rare. And I got to give a shout-out to our guy, Jeff Langham, who used to do Grizzlies PR. He's an Oklahoma guy through and through. And he was on the sports information staff during the early years at Oklahoma under Lon Kruger. And he just shared a little anecdote on Twitter. He said, you know, he and his buddies, when they were students, would go out to lunch, and Coach Kruger would be there, would recognize them from their work in the sports information office, and would pick up their tab, you know. So just that kind of guy, I guess. And, you know, maybe not the front and center, always got to be the center of attention type of coach. But, hey, that made him a great fit at some of the places he coached. You're talking about Florida, Oklahoma. Those are football schools, and he was able to build and maintain, you know, really good programs without having to be the center of attention on campus.
Talking to David Cobb from CBS Sports. He's on Twitter at David W. Cobb. That's at David W. Cobb. Let's get to the NCAA tournament. 16 teams are left. Gonzaga is obviously the favorite. In simulations conducted by Sportsline, they're winning the NCAA tournament about 40% of the time. That is a big number considering there's still 16 teams left in a single elimination tournament. The next closest team is Baylor at about 20% of the time. How surprised will you be if the Zags don't at least get to the Final Four? Because, you know, once they get there, they're going to have to beat presumably two really good teams to win the title. I think they'll do it, but, like, we'll see. But it's hard for me to envision a scenario where they're not at least in the Final Four at this point.
Yeah, totally agree. I mean, we knew from the beginning that the West region wasn't going to be the most difficult. In some ways, it was the region that was kind of hit the hardest with COVID measures and protocols. Obviously, Virginia, Kansas having to deal with that. Oklahoma being without Harmon in that second round game. So Gonzaga's path has been cleared, and I would be befuddled if they somehow missed the Final Four. I don't have them winning at all, though. I've actually got Alabama taking them out in the Final Four. Really excited about that potential matchup. But Gonzaga will get there, barring the unthinkable. And you know what? It's going to be interesting because for as crazy as these first two weekends were, there's still a really good chance that we could be headed towards a very top-heavy Final Four that features as many as three number one seeds. I've got it at two number one seeds, being Gonzaga and Baylor. And then Houston as a two seed has a fairly manageable path as well. And then, like I said, I like Alabama out of the East over Michigan. But I just think that's interesting. And we could, you know, obviously, you never know with Loyola, Chicago, or Oregon State, or whoever. But, you know, it feels to me like we're probably headed towards a fairly top-heavy Final Four.
I'm 100% on board with that. Like, everybody through the first two rounds talking about the chaotic nature of this event and one upset after another, but the top four teams at KenPom are still alive. Seven of the top 10 at KenPom are still alive. Three number one seeds are still alive. I actually have it as I believe two number one seeds and two number two seeds in the Final Four, but even that would be again a top heavy Final Four teams. I've thought you know, since earlier in the week when the Sweet 16 was established, that I'd be surprised if when we get to the Final Four, we still don't have a Final Four that looks largely like the Final Four we envisioned, say, 6 weeks ago or 2 months ago. Like, oh, yeah, sure. It wasn't hard to imagine these teams getting there. Maybe we'll have a big surprise somewhere, but I've got it down as Gonzaga, Alabama, Baylor, and Houston. And I don't think it's crazy for you to pick Alabama over Gonzaga. I mean, Alabama will be an underdog. But I've said for a while, and they showed why in the second round against Maryland, that they are the most dangerous team for a team like Gonzaga, because I think Gonzaga is good enough. Honestly, with most of the team still alive, to just, if you play a B-level game, you'll win if you're Gonzaga. As long as you show up, you'll win against the majority of the Sweet 16 teams. Alabama is the one team, I think, that could actually beat Gonzaga when Gonzaga is playing well. And that's because they guard, you know, they're top 10, top five in adjusted defensive efficiency, third actually, in the country, according to KenPom. And then it's the commitment to the three-point shot. Like, they might not make them, but they're trying to take 30 to 35 threes. And if they make them like they did against Maryland, 16 of 33, I don't care how good you are if you're Gonzaga. If a team like Alabama is going to, you know, bang home 16 three-pointers on you, you got big problems.
Yeah, no doubt. Alabama, per KenPom, is going to be, at least in theory, if it happens, the most difficult defense that Gonzaga has played against this season. Because if you go back and look, Gonzaga played a really tough non-conference schedule, including West Virginia and Virginia, who typically we would think Bob Huggins, Tony Bennett, oh, they've gone through two of the top defenses in the country. Well, not so much the case this season, because that West Virginia team was way more offensive-oriented than maybe you would expect from Bob Huggins. And the Virginia defense was good, but it's not, it wasn't the Virginia of old in terms of, you know, their defensive clout. So Alabama would be the most challenging defense that Gonzaga has faced. And the thing that I like about Alabama that I keep saying is that, yeah, absolutely, they were hitting the outside shots against Maryland, but they proved to me in the SEC tournament that they can survive even if they're only hitting 28-29% of their threes, because that's what they did in a semifinal win over Tennessee and in the title game victory over LSU. So, you know, even if they aren't, you know, knocking down 16 or 17 from here on out, I think they can still get past, you know, UCLA and potentially even a Michigan or a Florida State doing that. You get to the Final Four, I think they're going to need to hit at least 30%, you know, 35, 36, more along their season average. But, you know, they've shown they're more than a one-trick pony. They can survive because of their defense, even when they're not knocking down shots.
Gonzaga is the biggest favorite in the Sweet 16, minus 13 against Creighton. The second biggest favorite is Arkansas, and that is largely a byproduct of who they're playing. Oral Roberts, they're an 11-point favorite. So at this point, Gonzaga is the surest bet to get into the Elite Eight. Arkansas is next on that list. It had been since 1996 that the Razorbacks were in the Sweet 16, now a double-digit favorite to get to the Elite Eight. Are you a believer that Eric Musselman has got a legitimate Final Four team?
You know, I kind of had them penciled in as a Sweet 16 team. I had them playing Ohio State here.
Right, a lot of people
going
did.
Out from the onset. Obviously, though, this is tailor-made for them to move on to the Elite Eight and play Baylor in what would be a phenomenal game, I think. I like Baylor in that matchup, but, you know, massive salute to Eric Musselman. I'll toot my horn here and say I called him up this past summer and did a story about how he remade that roster in such short order and how they went from having nobody over 6'8" on last year's team to, you know, heck, they got Connor Banover out there at 7'3", you know, shooting threes now. Tremendous story for Arkansas. I don't know that I see it in the Elite Eight, but I'll tell you what I like about Arkansas is that Justin Smith has emerged as a, you know, kind of the star. And that's okay, because Moses Moody is great, but I don't know that you want a freshman as your star at this point. And so for Justin Smith to be doing what he's doing and putting up these insane scoring totals and you know, double-doubles, just kind of doing it all, I think bodes well for them, at least against Oral Roberts, and we'll see from there. But I think that's been key for Arkansas is you know, having a veteran emerge and help him put the team on his back this time of year.
Wrap it up here with David Cobb from CBS Sports. Last thing before I let you go, you mentioned Justin Smith. He is an Indiana transfer. It's wild to think about, like, maybe that whole staff is still employed if Justin Smith, if they're able to keep him at Indiana for this season. Obviously, the Hoosiers now looking for a coach. If I put you in charge and gave you, you know, all the money you needed, where would you turn to try to find your next basketball coach at IU?
I think I might go after Chris Beard. I mean, I kind of feel like you've accomplished now, if you're Chris Beard, most of what you can accomplish at Texas Tech. I mean, he's done a great job there, you know, but it's not a place with unlimited resources. It's not a place with a rich basketball history. Indiana is, and Indiana will throw money at him, and Indiana you know, will give him the resources and the clout that he needs to continue to recruit at an elite level year in and year out. That would probably be the direction I would look, and then another guy I would consider would be Mike Boynton. I mean, as of today, I believe he's still the lowest-paid coach in the Big 12, And he's navigated a really tough situation at Oklahoma State. One, he gets Cade Cunningham, and that's the headline on Mike Boynton. But beyond that, I mean, he did a fantastic job of keeping that team together, keeping that roster together in a season where, you know, they could have mailed it in with that postseason ban looming overhead. So I think that speaks to what he can do as a leader. And I think that, you know, the fact that he's not really getting paid all that well should kind of light up Indiana's eyeballs if that's a route that they're interested in going.
That is David Cobb. Make sure you're reading him at CBSSports.com. Follow him on Twitter at David W. Cobb. Thanks so much for being here, buddy. I appreciate it. I'll see you soon.
All right, man. Sounds good.
All right. That's David Cobb from CBS Sports. Listen, if you can get Chris Beard, you should get Chris Beard. He is widely regarded as one of the best coaches in the sport. His track record speaks for itself. I guess there's, you know, very few sure things in coaching hires. You know, Nick Saban, Urban Meyer, you know, John Calipari, Rick Pitino. The list is short of guys who I really do think could win in their sport basically anywhere. But I don't know that you could hire any more of a sure thing than Chris Beard. He got the Little Rock job, set records there. Got the Texas Tech job, became the first coach ever to take the Red Raiders to the Elite Eight. Next season, became the first coach to ever take the Red Raiders to the Final Four. You know, just patched together a team this season of transfers and whatever, and took it to the round of 32 of the NCAA tournament, you know, losing in the final minutes to Arkansas, but had a team that was good enough to advance. They just lost a close game in the round of 32. He's probably the surest thing you could find. Whether they can get him or not, I don't know, because it appears at this point the AD is a little clumsy, doesn't have the best reputation, and there's some real thought in college basketball circles that they don't know what they're doing, that they genuinely believed they could get Brad Stevens if they just threw all the money in the world at him, that they could get. They really convinced themselves of that. And so when they fired Archie Miller, this is what I was told by multiple people in the past 24 hours, they didn't know they could get Brad Stevens, but they actually believed that they could. And I'm talking about crazy money, like a, you know, 7 year, $70 million contract with a, you know, $10 million bonus. I mean, like, really, don't quote those numbers exactly, but like wild, wild money. And Brad just said, it's not what I want to do. Like, I got enough money.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody would like more.
Sure.
But I don't want to do that job. I want to do this job.
Yeah, I got an NBA job.
I've got a good NBA job.
Right.
With a front office that believes in me.
Yep.
You know, I'm not saying Brad Stevens can coach there forever, but the Boston situation feels a little bit like Spoelstra in Miami or Rick Carlisle in Dallas, where the front office and ownership understands we've got a good coach. And like all NBA franchises, or most NBA franchises, we're going to go up and down sometimes. We might, like, this season hasn't been easy. And it's possible Boston missed their window to, like, try to cash in all these assets and go for it. Because they never, like, went, you know, full speed, let's go for it right now.
Right.
The way you see the Lakers say, we're going for it right now. Or Toronto go add Kawhi and say, we're going for it right now. The Celtics never really did that. They might be paying for that right now. But they seem to believe in Brad Stevens. And I've talked about this for years now. Like, I don't know any NBA coach who is comfortable and has a good job who wants to come back to college for twice as much money. It's a harder life in college. And the NBA, all you got to do is coach your team. I remember when Brad came through here the first time, like his first game in Memphis as a Celtics coach. And I made sure to go. And I spent some time with him afterward, and he said, you know, the losing bothers me. Because you got to remember, he had never lost.
Right.
I think at the time he came through Memphis in his first season in Boston, by the time he got here, I believe it was true that he had already lost more games in that first season in Boston than he lost his entire time at Butler. So he was like, I don't like the losing, but we're going to fix that. But the losing's hard, but everything else is great. It's like, I just coach my team. And I watch film and I coach my team. You know, I don't have to finish the game. Because I finish the game and I talk to the media, and then I go home. I don't have to meet with a recruit and his family.
Yep.
I don't have to go home and text message three 17-year-olds. I don't have to, you know, spend my drive home talking to an AAU coach. You know, when the season's over, I can go on vacation. Like, and not turn my phone off. I don't have to worry about, so and so might transfer, or are we gonna add this transfer? Or, hey, so and so's, you know, on academic probation. It's just a basketball job, and it's got different challenges, but the lifestyle is so much easier. So if I knew how much Brad valued the lifestyle, I don't know why the people who run Indiana didn't understand how much Brad values the lifestyle. But they, I'm told, didn't. And they genuinely thought they could get that done. And now they're a little bit in scramble mode. It doesn't mean they can't find a great coach. If they get Chris Beard, they will have done well for themselves. But there's some thought now that the clumsiness of the search could scare off a Chris Beard or a Scott Drew or a Eric Musselman. And those guys just say, hey, I got it good where I'm at. Like, if you're Chris Beard, I don't think Chris is going to retire at Texas Tech. But if you're Chris Beard, you say, okay, in 3 years, do I want to be the Indiana coach in a total rebuild, or do I want to be the Texas coach, or do I want to be the Duke coach or the North Carolina coach? He'd be in play with any of those. So, reasonable people could disagree, but that's something that's in play there. So if they can't nab one of those guys, there's some thought that they might try to go just hire somebody, former Indiana player, go the Michigan route, the Memphis route. And it might work out. You know, Mike Woodson's a former NBA coach. Keith Smart's a former NBA coach. Dane Fife and Michael Lewis are high major assistants that played at Indiana. It might work out, but and this is sort of the column I wrote last night. You pay $10 million to get rid of Archie Miller and then lose three of your top four scorers to transfer and then hire a college assistant who wouldn't be considered for any comparable job in America right now, except for yours, because you happened to play there 20 years ago? Like, may work out, but doesn't sound great on the surface. When we come back, a new Memphis logo is making the rounds on social media today. Do we approve or disapprove? We'll get into that next. Listen to Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Spring is around the corner. That means the sounds of air conditioners cranking up will be in the air soon. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. This month only, receive $1,000 off the purchase of a new Carrier AC unit. No gimmicks. Just $1,000 off for the Choate's Early Bird Carrier AC Special. If your AC is in good shape, call us to get your $60 20-point AC tune-up to get your AC cleaned and ready for the warm seasons ahead. Choate's is here for all your cooling, heating, plumbing, air duct cleaning, and commercial needs. Call us today at 347-8086 to take advantage of these early bird specials. Or to schedule online, visit ChoateshVAC.com. So turn to the experts with Choate's. And remember, let our family serve your family.
As physicians, we know that what we do now will affect the future for us all.
The COVID-19 vaccine is now available. It's safe and very effective.
But we still need to continue to mask up, socially distance, and get tested.
Getting vaccinated will help us all get back to some semblance of normalcy.
Let's get vaccinated and tell your friends and family to do the same.
Memphis and Shelby County, get vaccinated. It's our best shot. Brought to you by the Memphis and Shelby County COVID-19 Joint Task Force and the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee Foundation.
Medical laboratory scientists are in demand. Your analysis is critical in making sure patients receive the right treatment. It's indirect care with direct impact. Bellarmine University's 16-month hybrid program is designed for transfer students with more than 51 credits. If you love the science behind saving lives, Bellarmine University is your first step in making a difference. Become a medical laboratory scientist. Search Bellarmine Hybrid MLS and enroll today.
Hey, Jeff Allen, you got some deals over there that'll blow me away at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
You better believe it, Randy. I've got a 2021 Kia Forte, $135 a month lease.
That's less than $5 a day for a new car at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Plus a 2021 Kia Soul redesigned inside and out, $149 per month lease. And a 2021 Kia K5, $179 per month lease. 36 months, $3149 due at signing.
Plus, they all come with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, NE319-491, MSRP 20,625, sold, M775-97, MSRP 20,660, K5 MGO5560, MSRP 25725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 3/31/21, dealer stock only.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Microband 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. To keep surfaces sanitized all day, use Microban 24 sanitizing spray. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Once dry, Microban 24 sanitizing spray is effective for 24 hours on bacteria when used as directed.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
There is great news on the vaccination front in Mississippi now. Anybody 16 and up is eligible to go get the vaccination shot. So stop being hard-headed. Go get your stupid shot so we can get back to normal as soon as possible. In the meantime, still got to be careful. The best way to be careful is to use Germ Ready. That's a brand new hand sanitizer made in an FDA-approved facility right here in the United States of America. It only takes 30 seconds to apply, and it kills 99.99% of all germs. Then, here's the best part, keeps killing germs for up to 6 hours after application. Why is that the best part? Here's why. You've seen people. You probably do it yourself. You've been going in the grocery store, hand sanitizer. You touch a carton of milk, hand sanitizer. Touch some chicken wings, hand sanitizer. Keep going back to it over and over again. You have to do that with Germ Ready. You're going to apply it in 30 seconds, and then you're protected for up to 6 hours. You don't have to carry it around with you in the store. Leave it in your car. Unless you're going to be there longer than 6 hours, you're fine. And if you're in a grocery store longer than 6 hours, you're insane. Comes in two sizes. You can get 150 milliliters for $11, 250 milliliters for $12. It's available at germready.com. That's the website. Go to germready.com, hit the Buy Now button. They'll deliver it right to your house. Be confident, stay protected with Germ Ready on the web. Germready.com. That's germready.com. Jeff Clark is going to join me a little after 5 o'clock, but right now I got four stories I'd like to discuss powered by the 10th Inning Sports Bar and Grill, a great sports bar in South Haven. Go to getmyperks.com for half-off certificates.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's Four Notable Stories at 4:44. Story number one.
What is being described as a new University of Memphis Athletics logo is making the rounds on social media today. Big Bet Bennett, have you seen it?
I have seen it.
Do you approve or disapprove?
It's fine. I don't really care either way. I think it looks fine.
I think it's fine.
Yeah, like I mean I like gray tigers as much as I like orange tigers, so I'll go either is good with me.
If I'm being completely honest, I'm gonna be completely honest.
Mm-hmm, let's hear it.
I'm hesitant to be completely honest because I was the first one crapping on the court.
I was gonna say you were critical of the penis court, so
and the blue that still exists on the court. You got rid of the ding-a-lings, that was an improvement, but that color on that court is still horrific.
Yeah,
I mean, it really might be the worst court in college basketball. It is awful.
It is not. It's hard to. Okay, here's what I'll say. In person, not that bad. On TV, it's a little hard to watch.
On TV, it is awful.
I'm with you there.
They need to do something about that. And I know money's tight, but, like, that court is awful.
I think the actual design and everything looks great. Like, just go back to, like, how the hardwood looks. It doesn't have to be blue. Like, make it just a regular color of, like, a hardwood?
Just, I like the Grizzlies' primary court because it's just clean. It's just, there's not a lot going on.
Logo in the middle, and then you got the colors on each side, like, on the baseline and everything, and then you just have regular colored hardwood.
Here's where I'm at. Clean with gigantic logo in the middle of the court. Like, Kansas's logo is gigantic in the middle of the court. Louisville has that dunking cardinal in the middle of the court. The Louisville court is my favorite court in college basketball. Mm-hmm. I love that court. The Memphis court really might be my least favorite. It's just horrific.
Wow.
So I don't want to be the one going, I hate everything Memphis does. Because I don't hate everything Memphis does. But I kind of like the orange.
I like the orange tiger.
For people who haven't seen it, the logo, you know, we got the jumping tiger through the M, and it's orange. That's the logo we've come to love.
Mm-hmm.
And now, basically, the main difference, there's more detail in the face, which I do like. Let me point out a positive.
Mm-hmm.
There's more detail in the tiger face. I like more detail in the tiger face. I approve of that. But the orange is now gray. So instead of having an orange and blue tiger through a blue M, you have a gray and blue tiger through a blue M. And let me be clear, I don't hate it at all. It's not the Memphis basketball court. I don't hate it. I just think if I could only pick one, I kind of like the orange. I like orange.
I like orange too.
Now, some Memphis fans don't like orange because orange is Tennessee Vol orange.
Mm-hmm.
I just think if you're ruling out an entire color based on the school you hate uses it as part of its color scheme, it's a bridge too far for me.
I mean, tigers are orange. What are you going to do?
Tigers are orange. What do you want to do? Like, if you really wanted to avoid orange, you should probably not be the Tigers.
Right.
You know? Although the LSU Tigers don't have an orange tiger.
That's true.
Talking myself in circles here, Big Bet Bennett.
Now I don't know what to think, honestly.
Now I don't know what to think. Here's where I'm at. I don't mind it. I like them both. Okay, think of it like this. One of them's a pizza, and one of them's a hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
I like them both.
Yeah.
I'd be happy with either.
I think I would, too.
But if I could only have one, I might just grab the burger.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, like, either way, if, like, they make T-shirts with it on it, I'll get one of those T-shirts.
Sure.
Totally cool wearing that T-shirt.
Sure. So we're going to say that the orange tiger is a hamburger, a cheeseburger, and, like, a great cheeseburger, not some little cheap cheeseburger, mm-hmm. but, like, top, whatever your favorite cheeseburger is, that's what the orange tiger is.
Uh-huh.
And the gray tiger is whatever your favorite pizza is, that's what it is. Now, I prefer cheeseburger over pizza.
See, I like pizza, though.
Okay.
That's another problem. We're going in loops here.
See, you prefer pizza over...
I like pizza.
If you could only have one slice of great pizza or one incredible cheeseburger, you would choose pizza.
I'd go with the pizza. Yeah.
See, I would go with the cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I love a great cheeseburger. Mm. I love it.
I like a good cheeseburger,
but I love a great piece of pizza too. That's my point. I like them both.
I think we should stick with. We don't care what the logo is, but you put that logo smack dab in the center of that court, and let's get rid of all the crazy blue.
Yeah, let's. Okay, I'm fine. You can have whatever logo you want. Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah,
let's just focus on that court. We got to get that court fixed.
Yes.
Like the one good thing about the Memphis home game against Houston getting moved to Houston was that at least that court wasn't on CBS. Every time they play a high profile game on national television, people just. Like, they look at the – I can't tell you how many people in basketball have texted me over the past few years and been like, GP, what is going on with that court?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, listen, man, it used to have ding-a-lings on it. I don't know what to tell you. You should have seen the ding-a-ling version. If you think this is bad, you should have seen the ding-a-ling version. So I'm okay. I like both logos. I think I prefer orange over gray, but I'm not going to fight you over it. Pick. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Just get that court taken care of. I can't deal with that court anymore.
Story number two.
Tigers, speaking of, they're in the NIT tonight.
Yeah.
We're in a quarter. Are we in a quarterfinal situation?
I think we're in a quarterfinal situation, yes.
The opponent is Boise State. Are you familiar with Boise State?
I knew that they were a bubble team for a while. We were kind of fighting with them to be on the bubble, weren't we?
I was real popular in Boise, Idaho earlier this season. Boise State started like 13-1, and they hadn't really beaten anybody other than BYU, but like they did beat BYU, and the only loss at that point was Houston. And they didn't have strong computer numbers. But I was like, listen, at some point, I'm not going to be a slave to the computers. Like, you know, you're 13-1, you beat BYU, and BYU, subsequently NCAA tournament team, and your lone loss is Houston, where you were shorthanded. That's good enough to be in the top 25 and one. And they were writing articles in the Boise newspaper about Gary Parrish, CBS Sports. You got the Broncos ranked, and they were quoting me about why the Broncos could be ranked. And then these dudes just went out and started losing over and over again. They lost, like, right after I ranked them, shortly after I ranked them, they lost three of their next four, including back-to-back games to Nevada. And Nevada was just okay at best this season. They closed the regular season with three consecutive losses, San Diego State, and then a horrific loss to Fresno State. And then they lost to Nevada for the third time. And that's how you end up on the wrong side of the bubble. Like I mentioned this earlier in the week, we do a lot of Mountain West games on CBS Sports Network. So I'm in studio for those guys. I watch these guys a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they look the part early in the season. They've got a real pro prospect in Derek Austin, but they just sort of fell apart at the end of the season. Now they're coming off a win over SMU. So, you know, that's an AAC team, and now they get another AAC team. But Memphis is favored tonight for a reason, and I think Memphis probably wins the game. Guard the way you're capable of guarding. Try to limit turnovers the best of your ability. Please. And shoot a decent percentage from three, and I think Memphis advances to the semifinals of the National Invitational Tournament.
Story number three.
The NCAA has hired a law firm to conduct an independent gender equity review of its championships across all three divisions and for all sports, the NCAA announced earlier today. This is, of course, in response to the discrepancy in accommodations at the men's tournament and the women's tournament. This became a big story last week when, you know, the men had the type of weight room you would expect to see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe not the type of food you would expect to eat, but if you walked into the weight room and you said, hey, guys, this is the weight room in the bubble, you'd go, okay, this looks about right. And the women literally had a rack of dumbbells.
Yes.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah, and Mark Emmert's, like, response to that, he said it was never intended to be a weight room. It was supposed to just be, like, an exercise room. Well, there was no exercise equipment in it.
There's nothing there. And they initially, this is the power of social media, and also why if you make a mistake, just cop to it and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't start lying.
Don't double down, yeah.
Yeah, like there are times in life to lie. You know, it can come in handy every once in a while. Like, hey, why were you late for this thing? Oh, I got caught in traffic. Whether you got caught in traffic or not. Like, sometimes lying is, like, actually in your best interest.
Mm-hmm.
But doubling down on an obvious lie that will be shown to be another lie is just not the way to go. And so the NCAA just consistently started changing its story over and over and over again. So the first explanation was, the reason the men's weight room looks that way and the women's was like we just had dumbbells there is because there's just not enough room. Well, we can, like, every woman in that tournament's got an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
They can all walk in there and go, really? There's no room? So that's what it did. Oregon women's basketball player said, they told us we didn't have enough room for weights. And then she starts scanning the room. She's like, here's our practice court. And look at all of this room. Just what? So then they said, well, that was just going to be, you know, for the first two rounds. And then we were going to load up and put a real weight room in there when we got down to the Sweet 16. Okay, but why? Why wait? What is the point of waiting?
Yeah, there's no reason.
There's no good reason to wait. And it was just one. And then Mark Emmert's like, I'm going to get to the bottom of it. And now they've launched this investigation. Here's the truth. Here's what I bet you they find. Nobody made a mistake. This wasn't an accident. This was intentional. They care about one and they don't care about the other. One event makes them $1 billion. The other one doesn't. So they don't care. Now, they spent the bare minimum what they could spend on both of them. Like, the men are not accommodated properly.
Right, they got puzzles.
They got puzzles in their rooms. Puzzles. Yeah, you know, we put, for entertainment, we put a puzzle in every player's room.
Right.
A puzzle? Like, there are four? Like, I do puzzles with my young kids.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine two college basketball players at practice inside the controlled environment. Like, dude, so what you doing when you get back to your room? I'm put together that puzzle.
No.
Like, what? Like, just put nothing in there before you put a stupid puzzle. I'm not trying to be anti-puzzle, but a puzzle?
Puzzles are fine. Yeah, come on.
A puzzle?
No.
I talked about this last week. This was so fixable, so avoidable. They should have done a deal with Sony. I actually suggested just buy, 900 PS5s, mm-hmm. put one in every player's room. But when I started talking to some of the higher ups at CBS, they were like, "Dude, you don't seem to understand how this works." They wouldn't have to buy them. Sony would give them. They'd do a deal. Sony would give them.
Right. Yeah.
Sony would give them that easy, as long as it was promoted on social media. You put a PS5 in every player's room. You put a note on their bed when they walk in. You've got all, first off, you've got an incredible meal waiting for them. You've got an incredible snack tray and whatever else in there waiting for them, swag bag, whatever. And then a note on the bed that says, "Welcome to Indianapolis. We're thrilled to be hosting you for the 2021 NCAA tournament. We know where you're going to be spending a lot of time in your room, given the circumstances of this event, so we wanted to make it as fun as possible. A PS5 has already been hooked up to your television. It's got X amount of games loaded on it. We hope you don't leave here until after you win a national championship. But if you do happen to leave early, please take it with you. It's yours." Dude, you have every player on social media talking about how great the NCAA is treating us. The NCAA is taking care of us. Oh, well, look, the NCAA gave us a PS5. Instead, you can't think that far ahead. There's not a single person that can envision that ahead of time, and you actually go the opposite way. Crappy food, crappy accommodations in your room, so you get everybody complaining. But even the men's side was accommodated better than the women's. The men's side wasn't accommodated properly, but way better than the women. So here's what the investigation is going to find out. You ready? Mm-hmm. It didn't have to be an investigation.